Blackstone Publishing presents In Praise of Difficult Women, Life Lessons from 29 Heroines Who Dared to Break the Rules by Karen Carbo. This book is read by Bernadette Dunn. This book is dedicated to Fiona and Stephanie and to daughters everywhere. Be difficult. Whatever you choose, however many roads you travel, I hope that you choose not to be a lady. I hope you will find some way to break the rules and make a little trouble out there. And I also hope that you will choose to make some of that trouble on behalf of women. Nora Ephron, Wellesley Commencement Speech, 1996. Forward. The first difficult woman I knew was named Myrtle. Elderly and white-haired, single and childless, she lived next door to my family when I was 5. A spinster, my father told me one day, his tone so disparaging it sparked my interest. She thinks she can do whatever she wants to do, he said. Even at 5, I knew this to be in violation of a cardinal rule in the unwritten but widely known rulebook of what it means to be female. Intrigued, I studied Myrtle from afar. Deeply curious about what a woman who thought she could do whatever she wanted to do might actually do. But my findings were a disappointment. Doing whatever she wanted to do, at least in this particular case, turned out to be nothing more than to play her piano in the early evenings, the melodic thunder of it spilling from her windows into our yard, where I did gymnastics with my sister, while pretending not to be a spy. I don't recall a single conversation with Myrtle, and yet the fact of her existence stuck to me like a burr. Perhaps because even all those years ago, I knew that I, too, wanted to be the kind of woman who did what she wanted to do. In my 20s, I named my truck after Myrtle. I'm not generally one to assign human qualities to automobiles, but this truck was different, and the name fit. A 1979 Chevy Love pickup, Myrtle was more companion than vehicle, more confidant than massive metal and machinery. In her, I could go anywhere, and did. From New York to Alabama to Minnesota to Wyoming to Arizona to California to Oregon and points in between, that truck was my home away from home on countless weeks-long low-budget road trips. I slept alone amid the vast darkness of national forests on a futon I'd laid out in the truck's long bed, cooking dinner solo in small-town parks on a camp stove propped on the tailgate.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?